is Special Presentation Number 2, entitled Food and Cooking Innovation as a Big Wave. Managing Director Hiroyuki Tanaka of Sigmaxis will give the presentation. Mr. Tanaka, floor is yours. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tanaka of Sigmaxis. The title of my presentation is Food and Cooking Innovation as a Big Wave, and I would like to go through the food tech trend and also latest development in this area of food for the next 30 minutes. First, allow us to introduce what we do at Sigmaxis. The name of the company is Sigmaxis. The central pillar of our business is business consulting. And it's been established 13 years ago. And there are certain badges of our company, which is creating a beautiful tomorrow together, working with a range of different people. In addition to the core business of business consulting services, we also aspire to make a society a better place. And that is why we believe that we need two pillars of our business in establishing joint ventures or making investment. We always have these two pillars in mind, and it is imperative that companies and players unitedly have to work towards the betterment of the society as well. That also involves the process of ecosystem creation. Along with this line, food is an important area that we endeavor and strive to make a difference. And we also do have a vision. The vision is to create a world where everyone can live happily with a constant smile on their faces. And we also have to bring your attention to the values food can provide. This also requires a place where business stakeholders can play a synergistic role. At the center are three major pillars. One is Smart Pitch Summit Japan. This is an annual global food summit. Also, we also have online communities and events, and we also try to deliver insights thus cultivated and extracted. The key message is that we have to stay global. Even though food is a local matter, there are also factors that can be promoted on a global level, working with players in Europe, US, China, or Southeast Asia and elsewhere. We have to take a look at the evolution of the food. We also have to work together not only with blue chip companies, but also with startups companies, as well as those in the academia. Everyone interested in food and food culture needs to be brought together to create something new. And that is what we need as a business creation platform. So why are we interested so much in global trends? We have been monitoring global trends over the years, and I have attended a number of international conferences and gave presentation on some of these opportunities, as shown in red over the last several years. And I have been paying keen attention to the developments on a global scale. And I would like to share with you some of the trends that I have thus been exposed to. And in view of the Japanese trend, we are currently trying to build a food innovators community, and we have launched a food Facebook page for food innovators community building, and on a monthly basis, we have been giving out event opportunities, including the Food Tech Venture Day that started in 2019, working with Mitarai-san, and we have organized this event for 5 times to date with different themes such as food loss or taste or the maintenance of food or cuisine related skills and knowledges with experts on our panel. We also provided information on innovative products that can mature the meat and prime the meat before cooking. And we also just have the fifth Food Tech Venture Day, and United Nations FAO's initiative has been part of the events as well. We jointly organized a Food Tech Venture Day as the first of its kind in Japan as to how they can make a difference in this area. Food has different dimensions when it comes to the value it can deliver. Working together with The Wired, we also have a sponsored event on food innovation, inviting not only the food specialists, but also those in the fields of psychology, liberal arts, and other humanity areas as well. Future Food Circle is another event that we have been organizing lately as well, along with our partner in Bologna, Italy. And on online platform, we had a food-related events, and just recently, Rebellious, a North American company that produces meat substitute, is where I visited as well. And this also attracted much questions from Japanese audience as well, demonstrating the high level of interest in this food-related ventures in innovative food products. In order to further explore the value around the food, we've been working with partners in five countries in Food System Transform as Japan as the theme. And we also have started a newsletter 3 years ago to let the stakeholders know food tech related trends around the world. Last year, Food Tech Innovation was the book that we published from Nikkei BP last year. And this has been read by a range of different readers. And this is what we do at Sigmaxis. Now I would like to discuss what is happening in the food area. And evolution of food is accelerating these days. Thank you very much for your patience. Thank you. So around the world, food tech is attracting much attention. But why is it? One is that investment is increasing in its volume, quantitatively and qualitatively. Attention is being paid not only to the ingredients, but also in other dimensions of food, be it delivery food services or food cooking appliances. And these are the factors that is contributing to that expanded interest in this field. Another interesting thing is from around 2015, food technology has become a very popular topic of conferences. Say, for example, Smart Kitchen that started in Seattle is a very popular conference, attracting much wider audience. And that was around the 2015 that started. And Smart Kitchen Summit, we attended Smart Kitchen Summit in 2016, and we were very moved by the trend, and that is why we brought the concept to Japan, launching the event. And reflecting back on these developments, I would now like to discuss what is happening here and now in Japan. When we launched Smart Kitchen Japan in 2017, the term food tech was not as popular, and people often wondered it was really around the food cooking appliances or kitchen appliances. But we have now quadrupled the number of attendees of these summits and conferences, and we also have lots of corporate participants as well. And as you can see, the audience includes not only food or appliance manufacturers, but also those players in the field of real estate, power, retail, wholesale, and trading firms. Not only, not to mention venture capitalists as well. MAFF and investors are also attending this event. And also heavy and long industries are sending their participants to this event as well. So this also represents a very wide range of demographies these conferences are attracting. And Smart Kitchen Japan last year, it has been followed by a number of changes. Say, for example, blue chip companies executives have participated in these events and have announced their new innovative mission and visions on these stages. And this is what is happening in Japan as well. But talking of Japan, since 4 years ago, when it is considered the birth year of the food tech in this country, the attention has been increasing in volume as well. Food tech involves not only the food industry, but also in innovative industries as a whole, as has been demonstrated by the launch of Nikkei Food Tech Conference 2020. And this has won a wider recognition, and JAXA Real Tech Fund, which I sit as a director, or Strong Ventures Food Tech Study Advice and other events have become more widely known as well. These alliances, or these places that enables alliances of business players, demonstrate an increasing and up and coming trends as well. And the Food Tech Grand Prix and other events are also part of the expanded scope of this food tech. And there are certain keywords. Food tech has become one of the top keywords in the Nikkei trend as well. Food innovation map on this slide was created when we heard the need to have a map that can give an overview of the food tech related landscape. Say, for example, this covers food cases and also core technologies or visual and other elements that is involved in food, and data building and other dimensions of food tech is also spanned in this mapping as well. Food and food intake at home and elsewhere. So what is happening can be seen on this overall map as well. If we focus only on domestic players, we miss out much of the factors that is happening in a wider landscape. Japan is lagging behind in this area as well, and I'm sure that Japan can accelerate its speed, but I'm sure that it's been gaining momentum in Japan as well. I believe that there are American audience, but at the CES conference, food tech is gaining wider popularity as well. 2 years ago, the next year, CES food tech will become an independent and standalone category of the event component. For us, this is a major change and achievement. These conferences and sessions are being organized here and there, and that really represents the changes that is happening. In the future, food tech conference has a wider span of coverage. Alternative protein has become an independent and standalone theme as well. And nutrition services are now alternative. Food Robot and other events are now being organized as well. or personalized nutrition and innovation summit is being held as well, including food robots and many other elements involved.
In Europe, like, as I said, what I think is that it's now a national policy to conduct innovation in food, and this community, they build a community and connect ventures. And for example, this Barilla Foundation, they had this Barilla held a global summit toward food system transformation last year. And they are sending out messages that they have to change. And what's happening in Asia, especially Southeast Asia, Green Monday of Hong Kong sending out information, and let's have a greener lifestyle. These types of movements are happening around the world. And next, I would like to say why food has to evolve now, why people think so. When we think about the future trend, I think that this is a very important topic, and I always talk about this. It's because of social issues and food and diversified value of food. Regarding the social issues, I think there are discussions ongoing, for example, food loss, waste, and protein crisis. It's related to soybeans, I think, and also malnutrition and food desert issue, which means that when the income is low, there will be also a gap in their health status, and also soil issue. There is not much nutrient inside the soil, and there are documentaries showing the alarming situation. We have to have a greener life, and about health, we should be taking more soybean. These types of information are being sent out, and I think that the dwellers' ideas are changing, consumers' ideas are changing. There was one shocking data. This is showing the data by the Food and Land Use Coalition. Oh, the voice stopped. In order to looking at the cost of Social Security and also food loss, everything included, actually the food industry is negative 200 trillion yen. So actually, there is no value. It's undervalued. But who is taking the cost? The burden is taken by just a fraction of the industry. That is why we have to transcend the difference of the industry and work together. And based on that idea, this month there will be the 2021 Food System Summit in UN, and also in the World Economic Forum. We should transcend the industry and sector in order to work on the challenges. That is the background why food innovation is needed now. When we talk about Japan, there's one other important point, that is the diversified value of food. Mass production, mass consumption of food that we have now. There are negative aspects of that, but however, when we think about post-World War II, it was affordable, tasty, nutrient safe, quick, convenient. By that spreading, lifespan extended. And of course, there are problems. However, it did eradicate most of hunger. However, and also we have more convenient cooking machines, and I think that helped the women to be more active in the society. So there are the good aspects too, and this is not going to fade out. However, the demands of the people and what they want is changing. That is why, for example, it's changing from just extending the lifespan. They want to have a healthy lifespan. And for example, values are diversifying. I want to be a vegan, a vegetarian. I want to contribute to the society. I want to go into a circular economy rather than just consuming. That is why people's values are so diversified. And there's food service which will contribute to those diversified needs. And that is the expanded target based on the diversified value. And we were thinking that it's something long tail, and we could not grasp all of the demand. However, one reason we talk about food tech is the digital and IoT. And conventionally, science was just for a part of the population. However, going forward, for example, we can use the genes to understand the health situation or what type of bacteria are in the intestines. By understanding that, we can have a more tailor-made type of food. And there could also be a way of delivery that was unimaginable conventionally. That is why we think about food tech. And I think it's of more importance in the long tail needs. It really exists. We can see it from the survey. This is a survey conducted by us. The yellow is showing something new. For example, I want to learn something new and express myself, for example. So when we compare globally, we can see that many Japanese people want to learn about something new and express about themselves. So, for example, I think that by what they eat, they want to express who they are. There are many people who are thinking about that. That is why food value, people thought before that it was a short tail. However, actually, it is long tail. When we think about it, we think food has even more value. And towards that, for example, I think that we will be able to communicate the value. So, for example, in Japan, we talk about not just about GDP, but recently about GDW, gross domestic well-being. Economical value is of importance when we think about it as a precondition of business, but not only that, we have to think about GDW, which is to satisfy the people. That's the product and service we should pursue. And then when we think about it, the current soy product, will it contribute to GDW? I think we are in a phase like that. So the social issues of food and diversified value of food, in order to aim for that, I think it is impacted by COVID-19. Actually, the situation is accelerating. And I want to talk about the trend, key trends in food innovation we are seeing now. I think many of you already know, but the food tech trend, when we talk about it, usually we do explain to you about all of the trends in all of the areas, but I really want to take out a portion of it today. The important part is the future food, the innovation of food. When I always say the focal point is alternative protein. 2018 January, it's a chaos map that we made. It was about 20 players, but 2.5 years, it's like this, like a constellation. We see so many players in this alternative protein map. And there are many areas, cell-based meat, plant-based meat, and cultivation, and who's going to make the raw materials. And when we talk about it, what's happening? Why is it such a trend in the U.S.? Is it coming to Japan? Well, because the hamburgers are their soul food, and I think soybean coming into there here, alternative protein coming into here, made a big trend. Americans, should they continue to eat hamburgers? There was a panel discussion like that, and I thought, wow, that's their way of thinking. So there are so many alternative protein players in Japan too. But when we think about it, what's the hamburger for Japan? Why do we have to eat it? Then I think we can find out which area we should be active in. So I think we have a tradition of soybean and tofu, but when we transcend that, what kind of experience is there? What food should we find the alternative for? That is the discussion we need going forward. And if that amount increase going forward, I think there will be more and more people being delighted about it. And talking more about alternative protein, plant-based protein, we see more people in the market. And also there's the cell-based and fermentation-based alternative protein. There are more investment coming in here. And when investment grows, not the Moore's Law, but some say that it's the Moore's Law now. Going forward, cell-based meat, the cost will go down. That is why we will have more choices. And to make the earth more sustainable, it's important that we coexist. And one idea for that is these alternative proteins. In alternative protein, for example, fermentation-based, the action, the demand's going up, and there are major companies and startups working together. That's the trend we see. So let's look at the situation, the whole overall situation, and feel and make the dynamism which will create the future market. And also for new products, recently people are more interested in relaxing food products like night ice cream. Before you go to bed, you eat ice cream, like a sort of a good time that you can have before sleeping, and also vegan related ice cream, cheese, yogurt, many things are starting to be altered, and the chaos map too is also changing. There is a map for just dairy products, and also there's a device that you can create alternative products at your home, the dairy products, like oat milk, soy milk, almond milk. So when we start to see these devices, it's not just about providing ready-made product. They can make the product at their home. And finally, the key trends in food innovation are philosophy to market. So when we talk about alternative food, many people are starting to communicate not just the product, but the philosophy behind it. So it's healthy, that's important, but also sharing the philosophy, I think that's what we see. And who's doing that the most, I think, is Green Monday. They started from the educational side, I think, and sharing awareness, but now they are developing food, and we see many supporters. But for example, the Green Monday, let's be green, let's be a vegetarian, don't eat meat on Monday, that's what they're saying, and they have ambassador celebrities. And they are asking famous people to promote their Green Monday. That's called Green Monday Ambassador. And what they are doing is not just sharing the information, but they made the product like Omni Pork, and also they make a venue, the place that they can actually try out Green Monday products. So the final thing I want to tell you is the collaboration with major companies and venture companies. I want to explain to you the examples. In overseas, we see lots of CVC type companies for the past 2 decades, but it's transforming a little bit. Like making an open platform like Open Lab, where it will be easier to collaborate with ventures. For example, Barilla. In the Blue 1877, in their R&D facility, they are working with ventures. And also Givaudan, they are starting up a company with venture company. So it's an open platform that they can work on R&D together. And also in Europe, there's a Co-Food. This is like the home electronics and retail. And so these various industry companies are working together in order to develop together. So many players are in this whole big trend. And in there's soy product and alternative meat. And there are various services in the peripheral working together. How we can deliver to the consumers, and also how we can raise awareness among the consumers. That's also transforming. That is why I hope that you can understand that trend. And based on that, think about how you can change yourselves. And finally, if you are interested, if you want to continue communication with us, then please join our online community or sign up for our newsletter. So I hope that I can continue discussion with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tanaka. We would now like to entertain some questions from the audience. As explained at the outset, Due to the limited time available, he may not be able to answer to all the questions he received. Thank you very much for your understanding. Now, the first question from the audience. In the United States and Europe, plant-based protein and alternative protein uses not only soybeans, but also peas, nuts, and other grains. On the other hand, in Japan, plant-based and alternative proteins primarily uses soybeans. Japanese soybean industry, and for this in this, for today's event, I think that this is a welcome trend. But soybean-centered plant-based protein business opportunities in Japan and its competitiveness, how do you evaluate these? Thank you very much for this question. It is a very important question. As was rightly put, soybean-based food, be it tofu or miso bean paste, it has been an important component of our food culture in Japan. And in terms of food self-sufficiency ratio, sustenance or sustainable procurement of reliable protein source is a very important topic for the health and sustainability of this country. And that is the discussion that we have to pursue as well. At the same time, alternative products are available. Gamodoki or tofu and other items have been around many years in this country as well. So it's not that we need to bring in all the new food from abroad to Japan, but rather we will take a renewed look at existing and traditional food by taking into account factors unique to Japan. We can look for new opportunities. In UK, bacon, or for Germany, it's sausages. So there are certain staple food, if you will, of protein. And alternative protein source can be useful in different ways in different countries. And this interest in food is very sensitive and strong and robust in many countries, and in most of the countries, and working together with the producers and other stakeholders, I'm sure that we can produce good products as well, thereby opening up new opportunities, business opportunities. Thank you for this question.
Thank you very much, Tanaka-san.